T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mr. Cano, a couple of hits today. Look like old times, so just knocking them as always as we welcome in Robinson Cano as he joins me here on The Fan. Welcome, Robbie, as always.
Thank you.
How's everything?
Everything is great.
You still look like a kid up there swinging the bat, you know that, hitting the ball the other way like always. I saw you in the cage last week. You were ripping, so you look like you're ready to go. You in form? How's it feel? Good?
It feels good, especially with a new chapter in my life now. Been back in New York on the other side, so, I mean, it's great. I mean, the chemistry in this clubhouse, the ownership and the coaches, the front office, I mean, everyone is so nice in here.
All right, we know you love being a Yankee. You love the city. We know that. When you first heard about coming here and coming to the Mets instead of the Yankees, people said, oh, Cano's not going to want to be. He's a Yankee. He's not a Met. Did that give you any pause at all, or were you just excited to come back to New York?
I'm excited to come back in New York. I would say, like, every player, we need to, we should be proud to wear a Major League uniform and go out there and be able to play it every day.
When you left New York, this town loved you. You had great years with the Yankees. All right, you went and took a big contract, went to Seattle. Did you like your time in Seattle? I didn't see that much of you in Seattle. You come to New York, come on the air a couple of times. You had good years there. Did you like Seattle as a player, or was it hard not to be with the Yankees at the time?
Well, I mean, I do like the city. I mean, the fans, they very...
Did
very,
you like playing there? Did you have fun those years?
Yes, I have fun. They very support. I mean, that the fans, they come up every day, and, you know, knowing that people have to work. They still support the team, even when we're, like, down. I mean, as a player, you have to appreciate all those fans that come to the game and able that, you know, follow the team everywhere we go. And I really have a good time. Great bunch of guys there. I mean, the coaches, the ownership. I mean, that was great.
When you look at the career now, have you accomplished everything you wanted to accomplish? Where are you as far as a stage in your career? Like, what do you think about as far as your career now with what you've accomplished and what you have left to accomplish?
Well, I accomplished a lot, but I think there's more left in me. And, I mean, there's a lot of things you want to go out as a player and accomplish. I would say come back here and then win a championship.
You'd like to win a championship.
Yeah, once you win one, you want to win again. And, you know, it's like I said, it's always you have to be blessed and proud that you wear a uniform every day. Go out and, you know, all you do is just add number to the pile. So just go out and be able to do my job and perform at a high level. I mean, that's what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about any numbers or anything that I can go and accomplish. The goal right now is just to hold the team to make it to the playoff and be able to go to World Series.
You've played almost every game you can play in your whole career. How hard was it to sit out with that suspension last year? It had to kill you, right? I mean, miss all those games. How hard was that?
Yeah, it was really hard, you know. And especially
you played well when you came back.
Yeah, because, I mean, I didn't sit down. I would just keep working. And
Did you miss it when you were going all the – I mean, was it hard to get up every day and not play baseball?
Yeah, it was hard, of course, especially when you had to watch the team on TV. But, you know, you got to give it credit to all those guys that they went out and played, you know, and played really hard to maintain the team close on the race.
All right. The people who saw you every day in New York when you were younger, are they going to see the same Robinson Cano now? Are you the same player you were in Seattle? You're older now. You've had a great career. Are you the same player defensively as you were when we watched you every day with the Yankees?
Yes, I am. I mean, I feel good.
And, you do?
You know, I'm the kind of guy that always work hard. No matter what kind of year I have, if I had a good or bad, I just go home and also trying to get better every day, trying to improve in something. And, you know, I'm on this offseason and prepare myself to come out here and be able to, you know, perform at a high level and help this team to win championship.
Are you a different hitter, the same hitter you were when we saw you in your younger years?
I'm the same hitter. Same guy.
You still hit the ball the same way? You still have the same philosophy at the plate?
Yeah, the same one. And you get smarter.
Right.
You know, because now you get to understand more. You know, more you mature, you get more wiser. So it's kind of like you go out, you understand the game.
Right. How about you roll with this team? They tell me you gave a speech when you first came to the team or when you first came to spring training. You talked to the guys. You're a guy now who's had success, who they need to be in the middle of the order hitting. Do you take a leadership role with this team? Do you want to take that kind of role with the team? You want to be an outspoken leader with the team?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm willing to take that and, you know, all those things that I learned through my career, passed to the young guys here. But also, you know, you don't want to be the guy that talks a lot, because when you talk a lot, people don't listen to you. So sometimes you got to let the guy be able to, you know, be themselves. And that's something that I always do. Let the guy be themselves. If it's something that you can tell, you know, I'm always like willing to say something, or, you know, I'm open for any question, any advice that can come to me. I mean, I'm willing to do that, because all I want is this team to get better. And if we all can do our job, that means we're in a good position.
Well, listen, you were the kid looking up to the guys on the Yankees in your infield. Now you're the guy they're looking up to. You're the other guys are the kids, and now they're looking up to you. They're saying, wow, I get to play next to Robinson Cano.
Well, I mean, that's something that I want to say. You feel blessed to be able to still play at this age and be able to knowing that you go home, prepare yourself for a season. Not wondering if he's going to be able to come back and what's going to happen. And something, too, that, you know, when I hear a guy or somebody, or I want to hear like you, I want to be like you, that's something that it makes me proud of myself and go home and be able to work hard and trying to be able to perform at a high level.
How many is it all second base for you? I mean, would you play any first? You don't want to play first base, right? You don't want to go over and play first base late in games or move around the infield. You just want to play second base, right?
I just feel good. I mean, I still feel good that I can still play second base.
But I mean, you want to play second base,
yes.
Right? Okay, that's what I figured. I mean, because they said early in the year, well, we can move this guy around. I always see you want to play second base, right?
Yeah,
that's pretty much it.
Yes, I do.
You never used to take a day off. Do you think now, as you're a little older, do you want to take a day off? Do you think it helps to take a day off? Like, they try to rest guys now. And I said to them when they talked about that, I said, Cano never takes days off. He doesn't want to take days off. Are you now to a point where you want to take a day off or not really?
Well, I mean, you know me. I love to be out there every day.
Right.
But I know it's different now, because now you're in the National League. And then, you know, like the year and say, if it's late in the game, you know, there's something you have to do for the team, you know. I'm willing to do it because I'm here. I want to win, but you know, I love to be out there every day. If you come and ask me how I feel, I want to say good, even if it's something to hurt or sore. But the only way I can say I'm not good to play, if there's something that is really bad, that is not gonna let me help the team, it's gonna put the team in a situation, I would say, but no. But I mean, if I feel that I can go out and perform, at least with a hit, that I will make a nice play to help this team to win a game, I'm going to be out there every day.
Did you DH ever with Seattle? Did you have days where you DH? Not many.
Yeah, well, maybe one or two.
Did you like DHing or not really?
Well, I mean, sometimes it's good to take it.
Yeah.
You know, keep you.
Some guys don't like it. Some guys like it. Some guys don't like it. They don't know what to do with themselves. Were you a guy that liked it or you didn't like it?
Well, I mean, you don't know what to do with yourself, but sometimes it's good, so you get your feet away, you know, give yourself a rest, and, you know, it's good. Sometimes,
because I think the National League within a couple of years is going to have the DH. I don't think there's any question it's going to happen. You're still going to be playing when they have the DH in the National League. It's going to happen. So I just wonder if that's something you could see yourself, you know, someday doing some of that.
Well, it just depends how I feel.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah,
you know, it just depends how I feel.
What do you try to bring to a young shortstop when you're playing next to a kid like Rosario? What do you try to? And he went for X-rays. He got hit in the hand and the wrist.
Yeah.
But they said they think he's okay, but he went for X-rays. I just want to tell everybody that. What about playing next to a kid like Rosario?
Well, play, you know, a guy that has such a great talent. Guy,
you can see the talent?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Guy that, you know, just matter of the time, he going to be a superstar. You know, the guy, he can play, he can move around, he can run, he can throw, he can hit. So this kid can do it all. So he just matter of the time. The guy's going to be a year, year and a half in the league. And you know, sometimes for guys take 3-4 years to able to you know, adjust to the league, compare guys that I just come out the first year and put some great numbers. But I think the guy has a bright future ahead, and you know, I'm willing to help him.
You know, the years are going the years go very fast. I mean,
yes.
You know, I remember when sitting here talking to you when you broke in. I mean, it's unbelievable. When I, you know, it's funny when I watch a guy break in now and then see him all these years later. Like when I saw Gita break in, and, you know, watch this whole career. I've watched you break in. I remember when you come up in spring training when you were a baby. I mean, just watch you break in. And all these years later, has it been fast? Does it seem like a snap of a finger, or does it seem like you've been doing this for a long time?
Well, it seemed that it happened fast, you know, because, you know, you play 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years. But it's a routine you don't remember that happened in the past. So now you live in the moment, and times fly. Once you look back,
it goes fast, doesn't it?
15 years. And then
think about how long you've been playing.
Yeah, and not only that, you look around, how many guys they're still that are still playing now that came up with you in the same year.
Yep.
So it's kind of like, wow, you know, I'm blessed that I be able to still be playing this game at a high level and be able to still wear this uniform every day.
I watched your first at bat today. We're talking with Robinson Cano. You got hit a base hit to left field. Fans were very excited. They gave you a big ovation when you came up at first at bat today against the Red Sox. They're very excited to have you here. They can tell. I mean, they know your reputation. They watched you play with the Yankees. They know what kind of player you are. How about playing in, first of all, back in this city, but now with the Mets? Does it feel different playing with the Mets? Does it feel like at home now that you're back in New York, or does it feel different because it's the Mets?
No, it feels good to be back.
It does?
Yeah.
Because I know a guy who loved this city. Loved it here.
I love the city.
Yeah.
You're right about that. I love this city, and you know me. I love to play in a big situation. I love that the atmosphere that you go out. You know, you have to perform. I love the pressure.
You like that little porch in the Bronx, too.
Oh,
like.
I love it. Love it. But, you know, I love the pressure. I mean, you know, be able to have pressure, that's a privilege, because you know what, when you know you have a pressure. For example, myself, I know that I have to be ready every pitch, every at bat, you have to be ready. You're gonna go out and fans gonna appreciate when you go out and do something big for them, for the team. And that's what I love. I love that. I love big situations.
But you don't mind. Yeah, you like being in the middle of the order and being expected to do good things, right? You want to have that kind of pressure on you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I love that pressure, because that's how I prepare myself in the off season. I prepare myself to be in the big situation and, you know, playing this game for a long time, having the experience and being in the situation before.
Does spring training different now? Do you have to do less, do more? Because at this age, do you do more in spring training than you did 5 years ago, or did you do the same in spring training or less?
I would say I do the same, because now, you know, I was the same thing. I got here, I go to the weight room and, you know, stretch, do some core exercises, and, you know, after the game.
Do you need to play a lot? Do you want to play a lot in the spring?
Well, I would love to take between 40 and 50 at-bats.
Okay.
You know, and then that's what I love, because I want to be ready from the day one.
Well, you know what? It's going to be fun. First of all, it's good to have you back in town playing, number one. And it's going to be fun with this team, because it's a really different role. You know, you were the baby with that team, with all those great guys. You know, that was one of the great hitting infields of all time. I mean, it really was.
Thank
when you.
You
go back and look at it. It really was, with your buddy A-Rod and Jeter. I mean, that was one of the great infields ever. You guys were unbelievable. And now to come here and kind of be the guy who's got to be in the middle of the order, it's going to be interesting to watch. It really is.
Thank you.
Well, listen, good to have you back in town, Robbie. Thank you. Thanks for coming on.
All right.
Robinson Cano back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.